With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel says it has conclusive evidence and will be releasing more of the evidence proving it was not an Israeli missile strike that destroyed a hospital in Gaza, killing hundreds of people. President Biden in Israel for talks with Israeli officials, commenting on the deadly attack, says he believes Israel.
Touching down in Tel Aviv, President Biden says an explosion that killed hundreds in a Gaza Strip hospital appears to not have been caused by Israel. During an early meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he said, based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team. But he also said there were a lot of people out there who weren't sure what caused the blast. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry said an airstrike by Israel caused the destruction. The Israeli military blamed a misfired rocket from another militant group, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, but that organization also rejected responsibility. In a statement, Biden said he was outraged and deeply saddened by the explosion and the terrible loss of life.
Correspondent Jennifer King. Also at SRNNews.com, the House gearing up for a second vote on Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. Yesterday, the Ohio Republican failed to get the votes needed to get the job, but Jordan keeps working to win over the skeptics.
We got to have a speaker, and it can't be some deal with the Democrats. I mean, American people don't want that. They elect Republicans in a majority, small majority, I get it. But we got 200 votes in the first ballot. I think that maybe even is more than what Kevin got back in January. It was right about where Kevin was. Gus Bilirakis is a vote for us. That's 201. We've had good conversations. We're going to keep working.
And another vote in the House is expected around midday today. As Russia's Vladimir Putin meets with China's Xi Jinping in Beijing, there's word this morning that Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has traveled to North Korea. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, a Dow futures down 55 points, NASDAQ futures off 75. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood reacts to the war between Israel and Hamas.
Apparently, what the organization thinks is most needed in the crisis is more abortions. The International Planned Parenthood Federation has released a statement vowing to provide abortions and contraception to Palestinian women during the conflict, stating that, quote, "We take seriously our responsibility to preserve the enormous gains made in sexual and reproductive health care in the region." Critics say the IPPF is trying to capitalize on the crisis. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Britney Spears' new memoir reveals that she had an abortion while dating fellow pop star Justin Timberlake more than 20 years ago. Writing in The Woman in Me, Spears says she wouldn't have gotten the abortion, but Justin was so sure he didn't want to be a father. Statistics indicate that a large number of women who have abortions every year would not do so if the father of the child was not urging them to end the pregnancy. SRN News. New report says vehicle crash and fatality rates for young drivers have dropped dramatically.
The nonprofit group Governors Highway Association says looking at statistics from 2021 and 2022, fatal crashes involving drivers under 21 years old have fallen by 38%, and deaths of young drivers have dropped even more, by about 45%. For drivers 21 and older, fatal crash and deaths rose during that period. The report acknowledges that young people are driving less than they were 20 years ago, but it highlights several other reasons for the decreasing numbers, such as state programs that phase in driving privileges. I'm Donna Water.
Federal jury has convicted two senior employees at a Wisconsin corn plant for falsifying records and obstructing an investigation into a fatal corn dust explosion in 2017. Five people killed in the blast in Cambria, Wisconsin. More details at SRNNews.com.